So hey, it's April 7th. It's been a while since I've done an audio boo. I've been meaning to, but haven't really had anything I felt like talking about. But then today, of course, it's my day off, and I went to a noon matinee of Clash of the Titans. And I did write my sonnet about it already, but people are still asking more, you know, what I thought of it. So what the hell, I've got 5 minutes here. I'll tell you a little more about what I thought about it. I stand by the metaphor of my sonnet. I'm a little ashamed of myself for enjoying it, but you know, not every movie you go to for heavy drama or really, you know, innovative narrative structure or you know, anything to really challenge you or make you think. Sometimes you go to the movie theater because you want to look at something cool or look at something pretty. And this remake of the 1981 film that we all know and love, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I believed that it was possible to dumb down that story anymore, but they found a way. But they made up for it by just telling the CGI crew to go nuts. And go nuts they did. And the results are often very striking. Their version of Mount Olympus, which in the 1981 movie was just basically a boring looking room with Maggie Smith and Laurence Olivier playing with dolls, that is just gorgeous because it gives you the perspective of extreme height above the earth. The sort of hyper-realistic map that you could look at and then zoom in at and keep seeing just incredible detail all the way down. And they're just kind of casually hanging out over it and almost looking like they're stepping on it. And it's a beautiful effect and kind of just a throwaway. Lots of throwaways here, including everybody's favorite, Bubo the Owl. And that really kind of pissed me off because if you're not going to use Bubo, then just don't freaking use Bubo. Don't pull him out of a chest for a second and let him go whir, whir, and then stuff him back in the chest. That just pissed me off. That was just like getting noogie from one of the jocks when you're going down the hallway as a nerd in high school. Absolutely unnecessary. As I said, I had a good time. I laughed. I was puzzled at some of the choices they made. I'm going to have to review the Harryhausen spectacular that was the 1981 Clash. I really don't recall genies, nor do I recall scorpion riding. Those seemed like strange innovations to me. Whatever. We're not going to these movies for a lesson in mythological scholarship, are we? No, we're going to look at cool monsters and nifty special effects. And apparently we're also going, and this is one thing that would have been really ridiculously funny to see in 3D, and this is just me being an idiot, but the dress that they stuffed Polly Walker into, oh my god. It's like she's millimeters shy of being Dolly Parton in that dress, and it was completely distracting even for a chick, and really kind of hilarious. And the costume designers just must have really had way too much fun putting that outfit together for her, especially for such a small part. And that's another thing it has in common, I guess, with the original film. Really great actors, really not doing anything. So Pete Postlethwaite shows up, says a few lines, looks crazy and skinny, and dies. And Polly Walker, Liam Neeson's hardly used, Ralph Fiennes is hardly used, even though they're supposed to be all pivotal. And a bunch of guys you've never really seen before get a lot more screen time, although they're very interesting, and some very interesting faces. So again, I'm emphasizing visually, this movie was kind of a treat. I'm glad I didn't shell out the extra to see it in 3D, though, and I really think I could have waited and seen it at the second-run theater downtown. What do you think?